Okay, so imagine this. You can boost your sales team like 5 to 20 times bigger without hiring anyone new. That's what this company, LeadX, is claiming.
Bold claim.
Yeah, right. So we've got our hands on some interesting stuff. Their press releases, of course, had a peek at their website and even found this kind of quirky explainer video on YouTube.
It's going to be a fun deep dive then.
Absolutely. So let's dive in and see how this LeadX is shaking up the B2B sales game.
And it is a game that, frankly, needs a good shakeup. Generating good leads, you know, the ones that actually go somewhere, it's a constant struggle, right? Every B2B company out there feels it.
Right.
What I find interesting about LeadX is they're not shying away from that. They're like, hey, this is a problem and we've got the solution, positioning themselves as the answer to a very common pain point.
So how do they actually deliver on that? What's the magic bullet here?
Right to the point. I like it.
Well, you know, time is of the essence.
Always.
So spill the beans.
Okay. So they've got this platform, right? LeadX 360, mobile first, because of course it is these days. And it's all about making this whole sharing, managing leads thing internally a breeze.
Okay. I mean, that's what every CRM claims though, right?
Yeah. But this isn't just about, you know, another spreadsheet or contact list. They've actually, get this, gamified the whole process. Remember that bit from the video with the points and badges?
Oh, yeah, yeah. For making successful introductions.
Exactly. They've tapped into something there, making it engaging, kind of fun even.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about changing how people work together, right?
Spot on. It's about taking a company, your company, and turning the whole thing into a well-oiled sales machine.
Ambitious.
Breaking down those silos that always seem to pop up between departments. Think about it. You get a cold call out of the blue, some random salesperson,
mm-hmm.
or you get an email, maybe a LinkedIn message from someone you already know, someone within your network vouching for this company.
Yeah, huge difference.
Exactly. Which one are you picking up the phone for? LeadX says warm leads, they're seeing a 50% higher success rate. That's massive.
50%? That's a game changer if it's true.
That's what they're claiming. And on top of that, get this, companies using their platform are seeing 10 times the lead to deal conversions. 10 times.
Those are some seriously impressive numbers, gotta say. But like you said, are they actually delivering on the ground?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it gets even more interesting. This whole approach, it speaks to a larger trend, this blending of social media principles with the, you know, more traditional, maybe even stuffy world of B2B sales.
Bringing into the 21st century.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. They're not trying to replace your CRM, you know, your Salesforce, your HubSpot, whatever you've got. They integrate. They enhance.
So not reinventing the wheel, just
making it sexier.
Well, let's say more efficient.
There you go. But it does make you wonder, right? Can software actually change a company's culture, like deep down, and the way they approach sales?
That's a big ask for sure.
A big ask indeed. And I know you're thinking it. What if they pull it off? What if LeadX delivers even half of what they're promising?
It could be huge.
It could completely change how we think about networking, about sales. And LeadX, well, they might just be the ones to make it a reality. I mean, they've done their homework, right? Partnering up with the big CRM players, that seamless integration is key. But they're also not just relying on technology. Remember that emphasis on warm introductions, stakeholder engagement.
Human touch is still important.
Absolutely. They get that it's not just about the algorithm, right? People buy from people. People they trust, people they like. Software, it can help facilitate, but it can't replace that genuine human interaction.
So it's about empowering employees, turning them into like brand ambassadors almost.
Yeah.
Connecting the dots within their own networks and getting recognition for it. That gamification aspect, I think that's key.
It's smart, makes it engaging, makes it fun.
And potentially very, very lucrative if they hit those numbers, that 10x conversion rate.
Game changer.
Okay, so warm introductions, huge potential, got it. But how does this actually work in the real world? Could you like paint us a picture, say a software company trying to land a big client? How do they use this warm intro strategy?
Sure. Let's say you're that software company, right? And you're going after, oh, I don't know, the marketing department of some big corporation. Now, instead of those cold calls, those generic emails, LeadX is all about tapping into that internal network you already have.
Right. Use that existing connection. It's not just about who you know. It's who everyone in your company knows. Makes sense when you lay it out like that.
Exactly. And this is where LeadX 360 comes in. Think of it as like an internal social network. for your company.
Okay.
Employees, they put in their past work experience, you know, any connections they've got in different industries, alumni networks, all of it.
Wow.
And then the platform, it identifies potential links between those internal networks and your target market. Makes those warm introductions so much easier.
Like connecting the dots, but on a massive scale.
Exactly.
So I'm starting to see why there's so much buzz around LeadX. They've taken this common problem, right, finding those really valuable leads, and they've turned it into a way to boost collaboration communication within a company.
And let's not forget, they made it fun. Remember that gamification thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not just about, you know, racking up points. It's about recognizing rewarding employees for going above and beyond. Imagine landing a major client, and it's because your colleague made that crucial introduction. You get a bonus, company-wide recognition, maybe even just a thank you.
Yeah, it creates a sense of shared success.
Exact.
But, and I'm sure you've thought about this, a system like this, it requires a lot of trust, right? I mean, you're asking employees to share their personal contacts, their professional network. Mm-hmm. Some people might be hesitant about that.
Absolutely, a valid concern. Transparency, clear communication, those are non-negotiables. And LeadX gets that. They've built in, like, safeguards. Employees, they control what they share, how it's used. It's not about forcing anyone. It's about creating a system where everyone benefits.
Right, right. Striking that balance, leveraging those networks, but respecting privacy. Okay, so we talked about the good stuff, but let's flip the script for a second. Focusing only on warm introductions, doesn't that create, like, blind spots?
Hmm.
What about those companies, those potential clients that are completely outside those existing networks? How do you reach them?
You're right. It's a valid concern. Over-relying on warm introductions, it could limit a company's reach, especially with new markets, new demographics, where those connections, they just aren't there yet. LeadX knows this, and they're very clear. Their platform, it's not meant to replace everything else.
So not like an either.
Exactly. It's about integrating this new approach into your existing strategies, not throwing them out the window. Warm introductions they're a powerful tool, but just one tool in the toolbox.
Adding another string to your bow.
There you go. It's about options, not limitations. But, you know, this brings up another point. If LeadX is all about warm introductions, those existing networks, wouldn't it be, like, way more effective in certain industries, the ones where relationships are everything?
That makes sense.
Right. Like professional services, consulting, those places where personal connections, they're gold. But I think it'd be a mistake to assume this model wouldn't work elsewhere.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying even in industries that are, you know, maybe more transactional, building those relationships, it can still make a difference.
Absolutely. Think about it. Even when the products, the services, they seem, I don't know, interchangeable, people still want to do business with people they trust, people they like.
All of that. But let's bring this back to, you know, the people listening.
Yeah.
Think about your own careers, your own networks. What connections are you maybe not fully utilizing? What warm introductions could you be making that could open doors for you, for your company? Something to think about, right? As we keep going on this deep dive, it's like you're saying, even with all the technology, you know, LinkedIn, all that, it still comes down to those real human connections.
It does. And you know what? Those connections, they're often already there, just kind of dormant. Think about it. All the people you've worked with, collaborated with, even just met briefly at a conference or, you know, some industry thing.
Right, right.
Each one of those is a potential link.
Yeah.
And you never know where that link might lead.
It's about recognizing that value, even if there's, like, no immediate business goal.
Exactly.
And LeadX, it seems like they've built a system that encourages that. So as we wrap up this deep dive into LeadX 360.
It's been a journey.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is this.
What that?
Technology is a powerful tool,
yes.
But it's the human element that really makes a difference.
Beautifully said. I love that.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought.
Okay, I'm ready.
In a world increasingly driven by automation and AI, it's the human touch
yes.
that will continue to set us apart.
Couldn't agree more.